Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
The dilemma that was spotted in the Irish Independent today, but not me, can I say, because I don't normally look at the problem pages of the paper, but Aisling. You look at her out there pretending to be all innocent. She spots these dilemmas and she thought, that's an interesting one now to put on the radio, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going to read it out to you. And it says, this is today's Irish Independent. I know this is going to sound awful, but my wife's weight gain is ruining our marriage. Looks are important to me. And when I met my wife, she was stunning. We had a whirlwind romance and married within a year. We have three kids. The youngest is 5 years old. And my wife keeps talking about losing weight, but she's done nothing about it. I love her personality and she's a great mum, but I'm just not attracted to her at all. And our sex life is non-existent because of that. I never verbalise how I feel. She would be shocked if she read this and I feel like a bad person, but it's how I feel honestly. What should I do? Do I have to settle for a marriage to someone I don't fancy anymore? Now, I don't know whether he's suggesting he's going to leave her or not. It kind of comes across that way, doesn't it? What a shallow arse. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting message, as I think many people in relationships would deal with a situation like that. You start dating somebody, they look amazing, or maybe that's the kind of person you're interested in. I don't know, you're interested in somebody who is slender and slim and whatever size it is and a certain shape of a woman, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, that changes. Do you fall out of love with them? Depends on how much you love them, isn't it? You should love the person for what they are, not what they look like. Is it shallow to tell your partner if they put on weight? I mean, this particular man is being honest and saying he is no longer attracted to his wife because of her weight. But would you leave your partner if they put on weight? The number is 087-188-0008. Or is that completely a shallow thing to do? I want your opinions on this. And obviously this affects women more than it affects men. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. Because here, we very rarely would ever see a story about a woman saying, I want to leave my husband because he's got a huge beer belly. And look at the amount of lads out there, you know, that end up with beer bellies as they get older. You know what I mean? When I'm talking about, you know, the old man spread. And you never hear me wives giving out about them. You know, just put up with it. Anyway, is it shallow to turn around and say, firstly, that he should have a conversation with her, but secondly, that he's thinking of leaving her? 087-188-0008. Is that a shallow thing to do, to suggest leaving her because he's now not attracted to her anymore and she's unwilling to do anything about it? Let me go to Karen. Karen, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm good. How are you, Niall?
Good. Now, Karen, you believe it's a reasonable problem to have.
Okay.
Now,
right.
You need to qualify this one for me here.
Now, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I think he should support her. She has given up her body in order to bear his children.
Okay.
So there is an expectation your body is going to change. You're never going to go back to the way you were unless you're a celebrity on Instagram, unless you're Kim Kardashian, you can pay for it to be put back together piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
So he should support her. Maybe she thinks he's happy enough if he hasn't vocalised, you know, oh, you're interested in going to the gym with me.
Well, he says their sex life is non-existent and he doesn't find her attractive anymore. I think that'll come across fairly obvious, wouldn't it?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm assuming he's not telling her every day that she's beautiful. I'm assuming he's not telling her every day that he finds her attractive. I'm assuming he's not telling her every day that he wants to jump into bed with her. Do you know what I'm saying?
But
I'm assuming he's not doing
all that. Miserable in herself. I'd love to know what age the kids are, but maybe she's...
Well, the youngest is five. She's three.
She's three and the youngest is five. Yeah. To be honest with you, Niall, I have three kids. My youngest is three. And it's only now that I actually have the time to concentrate on me. Mm. And whether it's go out for a run or go for a swim or, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe he should support her and take the kids off her hands for a while and let her go and look after herself or, like, you know, maybe she's
so
not
what, take
in
the kids
space.
For the day and turn around to her and say, listen, love, I think you better do a bit of jogging there.
No, I'm not even saying that. But maybe she doesn't have the time to go and get her hair done or maybe she doesn't have the time to go out and get herself something nice to wear. You know. It's not all down to her, I don't think. Like, they're in this together. She has made sacrifices to have kids. So I do think he needs to support her. And, you know, join the gym together or join a boot camp together.
What about, you know, loving somebody for what they are?
Yeah.
Is that all gone now? Is that out the gap now?
For what they are. And what you said about women and men, I think a lot of women just put up and shut up. maybe we shouldn't.
Like, if your other half now start, you know, getting the midlife spread.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and, you know, we start piling on a bit of weight.
Oh, I'd have no problem saying it.
Oh, you would say it to him, would you?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have a, you know, I wouldn't have a problem because...
Would you say it in jest or would you say it...
No, I would say it as a place of concern. I don't think it's healthy for anyone to be overweight. The same way I don't think it's not healthy for anyone to be too thin. The whole Kim Kardashian Met Gala thing just really annoyed me with her extreme weight loss. Mm. But
I wouldn't recommend anybody to go on those weight loss diets.
I think that is so unhealthy.
It's so irresponsible by the way to even promote
it. So irresponsible. There's so many impressionable young girls looking at her thinking, oh, she did it in 3 weeks, grand. I'll sit around and eat tomatoes for 3 weeks and I'll look like her.
Is that the diet that she recommends, eating tomatoes?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know that she recommends it, but that's what she did. She had tomatoes, apparently, for 3 weeks.
Right.
She didn't eat any sugar, she didn't eat any carbs.
They'll go to you like a Porsche, but go on, yeah.
But, like, that's what we as women are up against. You know, and then we have men looking at these pictures deciding, oh yeah, that's what all women should look like.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Karen.
You should all
right?
look pristine and perfect. I'm here in a pair of shorts.
Karen, I mean, honest with you, right? I don't, with the exception of this clown who wrote the thing in the Irish Independent, generally don't believe that men look at women the way women perceive they look at them. I think women are the ones who put pressure on women to look a certain way.
Yeah, I agree, but I do think there are some men. I bet your man's not a gym buff.
Probably
I bet
not.
He's not an oil painting. But there, I do feel there are certain men that put certain expectations on women. I do think women are the worst culprit, and we do this to ourselves at the end of the day.
Or your mates do it to you.
Or your mates do it to you, yeah, because... Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Karen's piled on the weight. Look at her. Jeez.
Instagram is... would just be banned.
You know that old thing with women, you know, when they're in a group together and then Karen walks away and the mates are all going, jeez, look at Karen. Yeah, she shouldn't have worn that dress. That does nothing for her.
Women are the biggest group of they are.
I know.
And this, women for women and women, you know, having each other's back. No, all we do is stab each other in the back.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, she's my best friend. No, you don't have a best friend because women can't be best friends with women.
Can they not?
No, I don't think so.
No.
So I've never experienced it.
So do you think that any friends that you have, female friends that you have...
We all have an opinion.
They wouldn't think twice about stabbing you in the back when you're talking to the other mates?
I don't. I think it depends on the kind of relationship we have with a friend.
Right, okay.
I mean,
covering yourself there in case they're listening.
No, I am. But I wouldn't say I have a best friend.
I was only talking about friends today, you know, and friends are hard to come by. And friends are not what you think they are, by the way.
No.
Friends are not the people that you meet every day or the people that you meet once a week or you talk to on a regular basis or go for drinks. Friends are the people that you may not have even seen in 2 or 3 years, but they're the people that you can call when something goes wrong and you can genuinely trust them.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You don't necessarily have to be with them all the time.
I've worked with women in the past. When I worked in finance, it was, you know, there was a lot of women and I would never work with women again.
Oh.
Certainly not as management.
Okay.
That's right. Topic for another day, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Stay there for a second. Dave, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, folks.
How you doing? Would you work with a load of women?
I work with a load of men, and it's like working with a load of women, if I'm being honest with you.
Right, okay. Okay.
No, like genuinely, like I work with middle-aged men, and I'm not joking. They're the greatest shower of gaggling hens I've ever encountered in my life. No, genuinely, like I'm nearly half the age of some of these lads and I'm looking at them going, would ye ever grow up? And I'm a gigantic man child myself.
Right, okay. So getting back to the Irish Independent article today about this guy who is suggesting almost that he wants to leave his wife because he doesn't fancy her anymore. He's not attracted to her anymore because she doesn't look like the way she looked when he met her.
Yeah, I think you should just be honest with his wife and tell her all this stuff so she can see what kind of a vapid narcissist she married and she can kick him to the curb and get a real man for herself. Like, what an arsehole.
Absolutely.
Like, why would you even... Like, was this an article in the paper?
Yeah, in the Irish Independent, in the problem section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why... Oh, Jesus Christ. No. The lads like that should be taken out the back of a shed and beaten with a big stick to be totally honest.
Let's not condone violence on the show in the middle of the day.
Poor woman.
In certain instances, I condone violence, and this is one of those instances. I mean, his wife his wife just had a child, and all he's thinking about is, I can't keep my jollies anymore. Like, get over yourself, then.
Well, no, it's not that he can't keep his jollies. He doesn't want his jollies with her, because he said he's not attracted to her.
What a gobshite.
I'd say he's useful as a chocolate teapot around the house, and no wonder she can't get herself together, because he's no good by the sound of it.
No.
That's why, I mean, if he was any use, he'd, you know, be in it with her.
Yeah.
Like what kind of a dick looks at his missus after she's had a baby and gone, she should put on a few pounds there, pet. Do you know?
Yeah.
She did the last one 5 years ago.
Five.
Yeah, sure, how bad?
She's had three children, you know? I mean, look.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, women, when they have three children or when they have children at all, hormones go bonkers, and you know what I mean? And, you know, they can put on weight and stuff.
Everything just expands and stretches. And I can tell you now, from experience, nothing goes back to the way it was.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah, and like,
it's like when you put a jumper on a small jumper on a big person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's never going to go back to the shape for the small person again.
Jeez, your real way of words there, nice.
Mentally, your time is never your own. Your time and where your head is at is constantly your kids.
Yeah, of course.
Constantly.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and especially, you know, she is like, you know, three kids, and one of them is five, and we're assuming maybe there's like 2 years apart from each child. So you have a 5, a 9, and an 11-year-old.
All young kids, yeah.
Where would she find the time to go to the gym? Where would she find the energy to go to the gym? Especially if this guy sounds like as useless as he's coming across like.
Yeah, or even the motivation to want to do it. When life gets in the way in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe she doesn't want to go to the gym because she's quite happy the way she looks.
And
well,
there's
if she's
wrong
happy
with the
way she looks,
well.
That's
absolutely.
All that matters,
yeah.
She just needs to drop kick him.
Clearly, he doesn't love her.
Well, wouldn't you be better off having a few extra pounds and being happier in your own skin than being skinny and miserable?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
Hasn't her body done amazing things?
Yeah.
Already.
Dave, yeah, I mean, why is it? We would rarely hear that the other way around. I don't think I've ever seen an article where I've seen, you know, a woman suggesting she's not attracted to her husband anymore because he's put on a bit of a beer belly.
Probably because
that's
she doesn't have to go upstairs with him because she's not interested.
Say it again?
I mean...
She doesn't have to bother working upstairs in the bedroom then.
Oh, right, okay.
She probably gives her a break.
Yeah.
Jesus, hey, if that was a crack, I'd be single, because I put on a nice bit of weight now in the last couple of years. My missus never mentioned that.
Yeah, the way you said that, a nice bit of weight.
That's the baby weight.
You haven't doubled in size or anything, Dave, have you?
I haven't doubled in size, but I've become a bit of a chunky monkey. I'm not going to lie about it. Like, yeah. You know, I'm not one bit ashamed of it. Like,
more for her to love.
That's it.
That's actually what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although she's full of shit at the best of times, so, you know.
So, Dave, you reckon he should dump her? Or no, she should dump him.
No,
dump him.
She should dump him. What a dickhead. Like, you know.
Okay,
like,
it's middle of the day, Dave. Keep the language down there. Come on.
Sorry. Do you know what it is? It's just guys like that annoy the crap out of me. Because there's so many nice women out there who are stuck with fellas like this who are only interested in looks and materialistic crap that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And there's nice guys out there that can't, you know, seem to find a woman at all. And it's just aggravating when you hear someone like decides, I think I'll write into a newspaper because my missus has put on a bit of weight. Like, with all the things going on in the world, is that really the biggest issue you have? Because if it is, be happy. Your life is devoid of anything else.
All right, listen, I've got to go to break. Karen, thank you very much indeed as well. And thank you, Dave. Let me just play one or two of the WhatsApp voicemails that we're getting here as well. Hold on, let me see.
Hiya, Niall. I can't come on. Listen, talk about shallow hell. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The best way for her to shed a few pounds or shed a bit of stone is just to cut him out of her life. Get rid of him. There's more to looks than meets the eye. Looks do help. Looks do count. If you love that person, does it really matter? You can always lose weight, but you can't change somebody's nasty personality if that's the way he is. She's probably better off without him. You have the parent of your child and you speak about them that way. No, you love the person you love, no matter what they're like. It's inside that counts. Joanna.
Ah, Joanna, that's a nice thing to say, isn't it? It's inside that counts.
Niall, if that's the way he feels, he's got to sit down and talk to her. There's no point in, you know, having no sex life and, you know, getting up wanting to leave. But he's got to sit down and talk to her. Cheers,
what?
Pal.
What, and tell her to lose weight or something like that? Are you mad? That's not going to go down well, is it? For God's sake. Sure, he's just love her for what she is. If he loved her at all.
It's a tough one, Niall, but if my kids are well grown up, I still had a bit of weight on me. I probably would have been about 2 stone overweight. Not looking great. And my partner was a big gym goer, and he just said to me, I think you should join the gym with me. He said, I think you'll like it, I think you'll love it. That was his way of telling me. So we did. And it's been many years I'm in the gym now. 7 years. I stopped smoking 5 years ago. Absolutely. I'm able to wear leggings. I'm able to wear t-shirts, different small sizes. Absolutely fabulous. Maybe he should be helping her out though, maybe giving her some free time. But I can see where he's coming from at the same time. But like, unless he tells her, you know.
You can see where he's coming from, can you? A lot of people can see where he's coming from, by the way. Maybe it's just the way he's worded it. The number's 087-188-0008. This is the Irish Independent today. It was a dilemma. Essentially, a guy is saying that he wants to leave his wife. She's 3 children from him. She's put on a bit of weight, and he says he's not attracted to her anymore. He said their sex life is now non-existent because he's not attracted to her anymore. He said looks are important to him. And when I met, he sounds like shallow, doesn't he? And when I met my wife, she was stunning. We had a whirlwind romance and married within a year. But now she's let herself go, as far as he's concerned. The question I'm simply asking is he being shallow? So far, most people seem to think so. All right, let me go to Kim. Kim, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Kim?
Oh,
she was in Ireland's Classic Hits up to a minute ago anyway. Kim, are you there? Okay, we've lost her. We'll come back to Kim in a second. Let's make some of your audio that's coming in on WhatsApp messages.
The one thing, Niall, he must be some catch himself, in all fairness, huh?
Yeah.
He must be a real Brad Pitt altogether.
he must be some catch, all right? Let's just see what else people are saying.
Niall, to be honest with you, I can't come on, but to be honest with you, I think the only thing that she needs to lose weight-wise is his body weight. Get him out of her life. That's just ridiculous. Like, I mean, she's given him beautiful kids and stuff like that. So I just think it's terrible. Those men are just so shallow. Men think like that, obviously. But she just needs to lose his weight. All right.
All right. Keep texting. Keep what's happening. The number's 1-0871-880-0008. Sorry. Let me go back to Kim. Kim, I'm going to blame Aisling on that, by the way. Bad producer.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
She's getting reduction in pay this week for putting the wrong line down before your name. Sorry, Kim. I do apologise.
No, you're fine.
Okay. In relation to this particular story, I mean, this guy who sent this into the Irish Independent, most people saying he's actually quite shallow.
I think people are being quite harsh there now, to be fair. So my opinion would be, this message has come in and it's all about how he feels, how he doesn't find her attractive, but there's been no mention of whether she's initiating anything either from her side. I feel like he's saying he loves her. He's just not attracted in the way he was. He's obviously sent the message in looking for opinions because he wants to try and fix it. And he doesn't want to go in all guns blaring and say the wrong thing. Now, I just feel like the approach is maybe all wrong. Like, maybe he's not attracted to her because she's no confidence in herself, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably radiating. And, like, you see surveys and what attracts you to your wife all the time. And confidence in themselves comes out on top so many times.
Are you in a relationship, Kim? Can I ask?
I am. I'm married with one child.
Okay, what attracts you to your partner?
Obviously, it's everything. Like,
it's the whole package.
I've gone through weight changes, but my partner he notices when I've no confidence in myself, and he does everything he can to encourage that. He asks the right questions, and I feel like that's what he needs to do. He needs to ask her, is she feeling okay in herself? Like, is there anything he can do to help that? Can he give her an hour or two to herself? Can he book her in to get her nails done? Or can he do something? Like, I feel myself when I've been to the hairdresser even for an hour, come back feeling shiny and new, and the confidence comes from me, and he finds that attractive. So maybe if she's not feeling herself, she's not feeling it good herself, how is she going to expect anyone else?
Yeah, I mean, guys underestimate women in the sense, when we say we underestimate, we don't have a great understanding of what makes women happy sometimes, right? Because, of course, men are very different to women. The things that make us happier are half an hour playing the PlayStation. So we're very different to women or drilling a hole somewhere with a drill. And I know I'm stereotyping here, but yes, you are right. You know, giving her a bit of time to go and get her hair done, get her nails done, whatever it is, those kind of things make her feel better about herself.
Yeah, I just feel like the approach is wrong. It's more, I don't find her attractive anymore. What should I say to her? Blah, blah, blah. Like, he's not saying, I don't love her. He's saying everything else, like, he loves her.
But he's not being very nice to her, is he?
Well,
I mean, the very fact that he would write a letter to a national newspaper, you know what I mean, suggesting that, you know, I never verbalise how I feel. She would be shocked if she read this, so why would he do it? I mean, and I feel like a bad person, but it's how I honestly feel. What should I do? Do I have to settle for a marriage to someone I don't fancy? I mean, that's not a nice thing to say about his wife, is it?
Well, maybe he's asking the question. He's obviously asking that because he doesn't want to leave things the way they are. I don't think he's not suggesting that he's being horrible to her. He's obviously asking what he can do to fix it rather than walk away. Is that not better?
Well, have a listen to this message, Kim. Hold on for a second. Listen, just have a quick listen to this. It's kind of relevant.
Hi, Niall. How are you doing? I can guarantee what I'm going to say is it's going to be put down as, oh, just another typical male answer, but he's dead right. Quite simply, if she doesn't care enough to look after herself, she doesn't care enough about the relationship. It's the exact same if it was the other way around. Imagine if he'd gone 10, 15 kg overweight, 2-3 stone overweight, whatever, and she said, oh, I'm not attracted to my husband. Every single person, mostly women, would be messaging in going, oh, you deserve someone who's going to look after themselves and make an effort for you. So absolutely, he's right to not be attracted and to feel like he maybe wants to leave, but he should address it rather than just going, I want to leave. There's a reason he married the woman in the first place. He obviously loved her or loves her and was attracted to her, so that person's still there. But if she's not willing to make the effort and help herself and care about herself, she obviously doesn't care about the relationship. So the best to him. Good luck.
What do you think of that, Kim? That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
So the problem I have with that is in the very first couple of sentences with it, if she doesn't care enough about herself.
Yeah.
I think that's the attitude a lot of men have. And
By the way, don't put us all in the same category. We don't.
I've met a lot of men.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And that seems to be coming through in the messages that are coming in. But yeah, no, it's not a case of if she doesn't care enough about herself, is it? Like, he needs to ask the question, what can he do to help? Like, it took two of them to make the children. It took two of them to change the body. And
can people not just love each other for what, you know, for being themselves anymore?
You can love each other, that's fine, but I don't think you can downplay attraction. It's important, it is. And he obviously wants to fix that. Like, you can love someone. Attraction is very important. Like, he's asking that question, does he need to settle? Is loving her enough? Like, he's asking the question, or can he find a way to be attracted to her again? Like, what's the best way to put it? But he needs to ask her what he can do. How does she feel in herself? Is she happy with the way she is? Is she not happy? Is there anything he can do?
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Just, Kim, stay with me. Jonathan, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jonathan?
How you doing, Niall? You well?
Good. Jonathan, I'm a bit disappointed that he would go to the trouble of writing to the Irish Independent firstly, right? Because his last line to me kind of shows, I believe, how shallow he is by saying, although I know Kim doesn't agree, do I have to settle for a marriage to someone I don't fancy? A bit disrespectful to his missus all the same, isn't it?
It is a bit disrespectful. I would preface everything that I'm about to say by stating, look, she's had 3 kids. You can't expect a woman to have 3 kids and stay the same. That being said, I think you've already brought it up that men and women are different. They fundamentally are attracted to different things in each other.
Yeah.
So men are attracted to fertility, which is primarily driven by appearance.
I'm going to go on a slight tangent, but I watched a documentary going back a few years ago. And they did this research about men being attracted to women's fertility, right? And they surveyed lap dancers. And they noticed that they made more money when they were ovulating than they did when they weren't ovulating. And there's obviously some connection, you know, animal instinct that basically draws men to women who are ovulating, which is bizarre.
The pheromones.
Yes, the pheromones. Yes, of course.
Given off, which makes men more attractive.
Isn't that incredible that lap dancers were making more money when they were ovulating than when they weren't? Not that I want to become a lap dancer, when it starts the imagination. Okay, not that I'll ever ovulate. But anyway, sorry, Jonathan, get back to what you were saying. Yes, go on.
Yeah, but so basically the point, we can't come at this from an equality point of view that men and women are the same, because in this regard they are not. Interest is the biggest difference between men and women, not just in attraction, but also in job interest. So essentially, women look for men who are competent, who are generally either on the same social economic class as them or higher.
Yep.
Whereas men will marry in every social class. It doesn't matter,
of course,
because the primary...
So that instinct is still there. That, well, I suppose if you want to go back further, and I don't want to make this into an equality thing again, because obviously we live in a very different world, but many women still look for a man who'll provide, whereas men are quite happy to, you know, meet somebody, a woman who, say, essentially could be unemployed, and it doesn't really bother them.
Yeah, it's a security thing. That's what they're looking for. So basically, you look at a female, a human female, she has everything that a human... like needs. And then you look at men, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're more aggressive, they're more competitive. It's because we are basically the peacocks of the species.
Well, women can be quite competitive as well. I don't know about the word competitive there, but yeah, well, yeah.
Well, aggression,
aggression
generally
certainly
dictates how competitive a person can be. Mm-hmm. It also dictates how likely you are to end up in jail, but that's a different story.
Okay.
But essentially, I would come at this from the point of view that he needs to look at his wife and see, is she healthy? He doesn't need to look at this from a kind of appearance kind of narrative. He needs to come at this from, is my wife healthy physically and mentally? And if he can come at it from that kind of point of view, I think he's going to be able to kind of...
So what should he do? Go to her and say, listen, darling, I'm a little bit concerned about your health.
He could kind of go down that route, because like the two do tie into each other in terms of attractiveness.
Well, she may find that insulting as well. I mean,
he has to do it very subtly, man.
Okay.
He can't just do it like that. No.
Kim, let me go back to get a female perspective on that. Sorry, Kim, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So, was it you that mentioned that you had? No, that was another girl that mentioned you had a few kids a few years ago, and she put on a bit of weight. I suppose I'm wondering from a female point of view, if a guy turned around to you that you're in a relationship with and said, you know, Kim, I'm a little bit concerned. You put on a bit of weight. I'm concerned about your health. Inverted commas. Does it matter what angle he comes from? Would it make a difference?
I think it does matter what angle you come from. I think it's more so like you're in a marriage together. Problems and issues are going to come up across the years. It could be with one. It could be one this week. It could be with the other one the next week. You have to work at it together. Like you have to think, and you know your other half. You know what approach works best with them. Surely, like, he knows what the best way to approach this is, but I just feel like in this man's instance, it's all about him and how he feels, and he just needs to be put himself in the position.
Well, maybe he feels she's not approachable, because the very fact that he's saying it's ruining his marriage, do I have to settle for a marriage to someone I don't fancy? It's affected her sex life is non-existent. He clearly has said nothing to her.
He said the sex life is non-existent because of this, because he's not attracted to her.
Yeah, he's not attracted to her, yeah.
Is she initiating anything with him? Has he said that? Like,
well, it's clearly him that's not. He's not interested in sex with her.
Yeah, but he has to get to the reason why that is. Like, he's saying it's because he's not attracted to her. But
I mean, look. I mean, men are visual. Men are a lot more visual than women, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously from the sex life point of view, and I know it's daytime radio, so I'll be a little bit conscious of what I say, but in saying that, if he's not being aroused by her because he's not attracted to her, well, then there's no sex going to happen, is there? And I think that's what he's insinuating.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't, I don't know, maybe he doesn't understand, or maybe he doesn't realise what, it might not just be down to looks that the attraction came from. Like, if she felt a lot more confident in herself, which he could probably help with if he put the effort in and asked her what he could do. Like, you'd be amazed. So many people that I've spoken to and seen interviews, the attraction boils down to a woman being confident in herself.
Absolutely.
So can he do something to increase her confidence in herself?
I mean, Jonathan, do you believe that there's a kind of misnomer out there about what people are attracted to? I mean, when we look at, and somebody mentioned the Kardashians earlier on, and all these Instagrammers and these kind of women that would be of note that you would see online that are, I suppose, you know, some sort of, I suppose, influencers.
That are engineered entirely.
Well, absolutely, because as a man, you know, I think I speak for a lot of men because I've spoken to friends of mine, I don't necessarily believe that's what every man wants. I think it's women that kind of push this stereotype to other women.
It can be, yes. And men look at like the Instagram and Twitter and all these models and stuff like that, and I think they're kind of starting to cop that these images aren't real.
This is not the real world, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't the, like, because you just see some guys, you get them in a nightclub, and like they will gladly pounce on someone who doesn't look anything like any of these models. So I don't think every guy thinks that he's going to be like, is aiming for Kim Kardashian, even though I don't find her very attractive.
No, I don't find her attractive at all, no.
This fake, is it plastic? I think that looks...
A bit fake? It's an understatement.
I was being polite. But, no, I think, yeah, it is just mass social engineering. Yeah. And I think people are kind of getting wise to the fact of social media is just, it is not the real world.
Listen, I have to take a break. Kim and Jonathan, thank you very much indeed. Lots of your messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well. I'm just listening to one or two.
Hey, Niall, how are you? Can't come on, unfortunately. My wife is in great shape, looks after herself, and the most attractive thing about that for me is the way she drives herself to look good. I think that's a very attractive quality, more than the physical aspect of it, if you know what I mean.
Mary, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Mary?
Hi, how are you now?
Good. Now, getting back to this this guy who basically is kind of telling us that he's going to leave his wife unless she loses weight. I mean, it's a bit of an ultimatum, mind you, and he hasn't said anything to her yet about it.
I just think it's kind of weird. Like, I know, just, right, when you're with somebody for a long time, particularly, I assume if you have children, that, like, you evolve together as a couple.
Yeah.
And, like, your interests and stuff might be a little bit different, but generally speaking, like, they're supposed to be a family unit. And if he's, like, only attracted to her based on her body, then, like, there's something wrong with his brain. Because surely, be to God, like, I think it's really hard to quantify sex appeal, right? I think, anyway. Like, you know,
sex appeal is different for everybody, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
what one person finds attractive, another person might not find attractive.
Exactly. And for you, you might find one type of woman attractive. And obviously he feels like he married this, you know, maybe size 10 woman, and maybe now she's a 12 or 14. But like, she's had three children. And like, if he's not even willing to have a conversation with her, but to be honest with you, the best thing she could do is lose the 12 stone of him. Because he doesn't respect her as an overall person. Like, if
so lose him and not the weight. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, and the fact that he would... Anyway, he sounds like he's a bit emotionally backwards because he wrote into a newspaper before he would open the conversation with her. Now, unless...
That's what I find completely disrespectful. And the way he speaks about her, I find disrespectful. To even write to a newspaper suggesting you don't find your wife attractive and you're thinking of leaving her.
Yeah, it's just, like, it seems a bit extreme. And then the other side of it is, like, we all have bodily autonomy, you know. If somebody has put up weight and they can't lose it, or they're...
Maybe they don't want to lose it. Or whatever. Maybe they're happy the way they're at.
That's it. And, like, that's something I think that a lot of people don't understand. I'm a bigger girl myself, like, and I'm quite happy in my space. And, you know, I get people on Instagram offering me stupid weight loss supplements and stuff.
What, like strangers and just offering you weight loss stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that insulting, by the way? Is that?
I write a beauty column, so look, anyway. So they, you know, they be kind of they think they're trying to be nice or whatever.
Right,
but like, okay. I'm in the gym 3 days a week, doing personal training or whatever. I'm happy with how I am and who I am. But like the idea that somebody thinks, like, for me, I'm looking at him thinking he's looking at her saying she should lose weight. Why? Because he's not attracted to her. Like, I just find that
on your bike, pal,
bizarre. I would buy him the biggest bike now. Yeah. I'd buy him a big pair of Nike runners and just tell him jog on, because honestly, there's no need for it. And like, I understand maybe it, you know, if they had that sort of a relationship where she was like, oh, you know, if she felt like that she'd like to know this kind of stuff, but maybe she just doesn't want to know about it.
I'm looking at a message here very quickly. I have 50 seconds here, but there's a message just come in. It says, regarding that man being on the other side of that, it's very hurtful. My husband of 30 years hasn't wanted sex for 5 years and said it's because of my weight. I've never been a small woman, and he is a large man himself. I've reared the kids with little input from him. He says he still loves me, but it's hard when you're out and he looks at other women while sitting next to you and not discreet about it. Anonymous.
Well, I tell you what,
imagine him saying that to his wife, that it's hard for him to be attracted to his own wife when he sees her sitting beside other women who look more attractive than her.
That is absolutely, he's a pig. That is disgusting.
Oh, he is a pig. You're right.
That's disgusting. That is a disgusting thing to say to the person you're supposed to love.
I mean, that woman who sent in that message, you said anonymous, please. But that woman who sent in, whoever you are, anonymous, please. I have to say, that man that you're living with, that pig you're living with, has destroyed your self-confidence.
That's awful. Imagine waking up next to him every day, or, you know, coming out of the loo after brushing your teeth or having a shower or whatever, and to have him judging you in that way, that's soul destroying. That's appalling.
Yeah, he says he loves me, but it's hard when you're out and he looks at the other women while sitting next to you and not discreet about it. That's disgusting.
He's not discreet. I swear to God, no.
I know where you'd put him, Mary. You'd be on the back of that bike with the other fella. Yeah.
You would, absolutely.
Mary, have a lovely day. All right, thanks very
you
much
too.
Indeed.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye, bye.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.